Continuing post-game coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIA 3 tonight. And the final score of the Norwalk girls defeat Urbandale 67-43 in your season opener. We're talking with senior Bailey Birmingham and junior Ava Carlson, the co-captains on the team. How fun is it just to get this season underway and going?
It's really fun. You know, it's been a long time waiting since last February when we were sitting in Lewis Central, but I think we've all been looking forward to this game. It's been great off season, awesome summer, awesome fall, and these past 2 weeks have been great. Just being back in the gym, it was super fun to be actually for a game tonight.
Yes, I agree. Ever since that loss, just lit something in us to push to be our best, and we've been doing a lot of off-season work and trying our best, and it's been really fun with the team. I've been looking forward to it so much, and we always just like hype each other up by saying like, oh, we can't wait till season, and then that just helps us get into season early and good so we can play to our full potential.
Well, it's Friday, November 22nd. The first rankings came out today, and you guys are number 4 in Class 4A. Don't remember how high you got in the rankings last year, but I don't think it was in the top 5. How good does it feel to start the season in that kind of position?
Yeah, definitely. It feels great. I mean, it's something we've talked a lot about this season already is we're not sneaking up on anyone this season like we may have last year. You know, it feels really good to have all the support from the union and our community giving us that number next to our name. But we're trying to focus on just one game at a time. And sometimes it can be a lot of pressure, but we know that we have a big target on our back. So we just have to go out and play each night and prove it.
Yeah, last year we went into it going kind of not having a huge target on our back. We are kind of, our coaches always say, we are the hunters, not really the hunted. And this year we've been like the hunted, and we know what the role we have to fill, and that just keeps us going. And we know it's kind of a lot of pressure, but just playing with this team all makes it worth it.
You know, talked about the off season. I know you guys play a lot of ball in the summer and the fall. What were some of the things individually that you guys worked on?
Yeah, you know, I was in the gym a lot. I played AAU over the summer as well, but I did all of that to work towards playing for Norwalk and getting to wear Norwalk across our chest. And I know that all the individual work that I did in the summer was going to help for this winter and from November to February. So, yeah, and I think, too, just each individual person did different things. Others did off-season sports, but in the summer and fall when we were in the gym, we were working hard and getting better.
Oh, yeah, we've constantly been putting the work in on the guns, and, yeah, we've just been constantly putting shots up, and, like, even today we went into the gym right after school and worked on it and to be our best for tonight. And, yeah, just being with the team all makes it better, too, just being able to put up those shots with them and being around them.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls basketball players Bailey Birmingham and Ava Carlson after their season opening win. Bailey, you had a big offseason as well, committing to Northwest Missouri State, now signing with them earlier this month. How good does it feel to have that out of the way, and how happy are you with that decision?
Yeah, for sure. It was super awesome to make that decision, and I am very happy with my decision. I'm really looking forward to being down in Maryville. I could not be happier with my decision. Like, I have not looked back. I have no regrets. So I'm really looking forward to my future with them. But I'm super excited for the rest of this winter. But, yeah, definitely excited with the future with Northwest Missouri State and all the support I've received from them. It's been awesome.
Let's talk about this game tonight against Urbandale. Second quarter, they made a little run on you. They tied it up at 21. You guys responded, I think, with like an 8-0 run. We're up 5 at the half, and then a huge third quarter for you guys. What was clicking defensively, offensively for you guys in that big 25-6 third?
Yeah, I think that second quarter, like we kind of talked about after the game, the first quarter we came out hot. We scored 19 points in the first quarter, I think, and then they started coming back a little bit. Just the first game jitters got to us a little bit, I think. We started turning the ball over a little bit. But then one thing we talked about after the game was Pearl's 3-1 was huge, just kind of momentum shifter. And then halftime was our break to regroup. In that third quarter, we came out with a lot of energy. We knew we weren't going to win that game by 5, so we turned it around for sure.
Yeah, the coaches talked to us in the locker room, and just they didn't scream at us. They were just like, hey, like, you know what we're doing wrong. We just gotta work on that. And we responded very well, and we went out there and we knew what we were doing wrong. And again, we're fairly not a new team, but we've added 3 new girls. We've added a freshman, we've added a girl from Texas, we've added a girl from Valley. So we're fairly still a new team getting used to each other. And I think there was a lot of nerves on them too, and we just had to relax those. And after that half, we're like, we know how to play, and we just like let that take over, and yeah, we responded to it.
That three by Pearl was our play of the game tonight with the pump of the fist. I don't know if I've ever seen her pump her fist like that.
That was awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely lit us.
Right. Ava, you mentioned the newcomers, one of those being Bailey, your younger sister, Braylon, and then some girls that moved into the district. It looks like you have a lot more scoring threats out there this year. Does that take, first of all, some of the pressure off you, Bailey, to score? You got 29 tonight, but do you feel a little less pressure to have to score?
Yes, for sure. I feel like it's a lot of weight have been lifted off my shoulders from previous years. I feel like we're able to play as more of a team better, and we move the ball a lot better. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm so confident in all five of our starters and the bench, too, that I don't have to do all the work. We have multiple scores. Ava and the five. If our guards drive in, we can dump it off. We have a lot of threats for sure. So I think that we're gonna have a lot of pretty level scoring nights throughout the season. And I think that that's a huge advantage for us when we don't just have one girl. We have an entire team.
And then for both of you girls, before I let you go, just how good can this team be this year? How fun is it gonna be? How far can you go?
Yeah, you know, we've been talking beginning of the season. We have some really lofty goals, and sometimes it's hard to not look too far into the future, but also you want to have those goals to work towards. Like I said earlier, it's bothered all of us from being in Lewis Central, losing by 4 points short of the state tournament last year. So I think that's one thing that's motivated all of us in the off season, and just coming into this season, we know how much potential that we have and the team that we have. We know we have a team that can get there. Our coaches give us all the confidence in the world that motivates us to get there, and then ultimately we want to win it. We talk about it every day at practice that we have the people that can do it, and we have the coaching staff that can do it. We have the program that can do it, so it's just putting it all together. But like I said, we need to take one game at a time, and then those things will happen.
Ava, finish it out.
Yeah, I agree with everything Bailey said. We have what it takes to get there, and we want that pink shirt, and we're coming with some revenge from last year, and we're taking one game at a time, most importantly. Like, don't look too far ahead, but we know we can get there.
That's Bailey Birmingham and Ava Carlson, co-captains for the Norwalk girls basketball team. 1-0 start tonight. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.